This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 419 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going this week? This is Jimmy and I have Sam with me. Hey Sam, how's it going?
Happy New Year, my friend! Holy cow, it's 2022!
Hard to believe. And this is the first show, actually, I've been back in the new year. I hadn't even done a live show yet this year because I was ill with COVID, so...
Well, you're feeling better now, right?
Feeling fantastic, and I didn't get that sick, but still felt icky enough that I didn't feel like just wanted to lay around.
Well, and I could get that, and we're happy that you're feeling better, and we're happy that you're back, and we're happy that you're feeling better before this trip that you've been talking about for a while.
So we're going to talk about something tonight that we don't or haven't talked a ton about, and that is Disneyland. And it's an interesting time. Because,
wait, Disneyland, like in California?
Like in California.
Wow.
And it's an interesting time because, I don't know, I've never been. How many trips to Disney World, what do you think your ratio is, trips to Disney World compared to Disneyland, like 10 to 1?
Oh my, I was going to say a dozen, 15 maybe. To 1.
Yeah, so, and it just so happens that you are just coming back from Disneyland.
I am. In fact, it was a pretty cool story there, Jimmy, because we surprised the kids for Christmas. And on Christmas Day, they were told you're going to Disneyland tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. So you better get to bed early, which they couldn't do. But we went Christmas week between Christmas and New Year's. So that was fun. And it was all about, we'd been there before, as we mentioned, but not all that often. Last trip was in 2019. So it's been quite a while, and this was all about their first trip during the holidays. So it was cool.
So you're just coming back, and I'm just going within 2 weeks of each other.
And I knew you were going, and I had this trip planned, but I wanted to make sure it was secret for the kids. But
sure.
But I'm thinking back to my first trip to Disneyland and just how, oh my gosh, as a nerd, just walking into that place, and it's so different, but yet so familiar, and that's what's cool about it. But it's the original. It's where you can tell that they implement things first and do things before they get to Florida and test things out, and we'll talk about some of that. But you got to be excited.
I am very excited. We're going to have basically almost 4 park days.
Nice.
We fly out next Saturday. At like 6 o'clock, we leave New Orleans at like our flights for like 6 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning, okay.
So, which puts us like in, we're flying into Santa Ana, into John Wayne.
Okay.
Orange County. So,
yep.
You know, we get there, we land before 10 o'clock.
Which is awesome. And by the way, that's the first big thing. You went to John Wayne. I flew into Burbank for the first time. And you can also fly into LAX. And the reason I flew into Burbank is, I don't know if you have a direct flight or not, but coming from Western Pennsylvania, I need to connect. So once you hit a connecting city, it doesn't matter where you fly into. So it's a matter of where's the cheapest route. And it just so happened that Long Beach was the least expensive. And what an interesting airport for those of you that have ever flown into there before. very unique, and I've traveled a lot.
For most dates, you can get direct flights. For that's whatever good. Reason, mm-hmm. the flight, the Saturday we're leaving, there was no direct flight to LAX. So, yeah. from everybody I had talked to, hey, if you can fly into Orange County, it's the closest.
It is the closest. It's not a lot closer, but it is the closest. Between Orange County or John Wayne and Long Beach, those are the two that are the easiest because they're small to get in
they're
and out
small.
Of. LAX
you don't have
is
to
just
go...
a huge airport.
Well, it's a huge airport, and you have to go through LA.
Yes.
That's on exactly your Uber right. or whatever, where if you fly into John Wayne, you're taking pretty much, you're not really going through LA.
Yeah. But that's where it starts, right? And speaking of that, I was going to mention, you know, well, there is no Magical Express to get on, but that's true in Florida now, too. Whole nother story.
Yeah, true. So we're going to fly into John Wayne. And then when we leave the following Wednesday, we're going to fly out of LAX because there was
you get to see them both.
And there was a direct flight home.
That's even better. Direct flights, even better.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's where it starts. My first question for you, Jimmy, is where's that Uber or that ride going to take you to after you land?
So we booked a room at the Disneyland Hotel.
Nice.
And me and you talked a little bit about this, but I was looking online and I was going to stay off-site. I was looking at the Fairfield, which is interesting because that's where
Where I stayed, the Fairfield. We'll talk about that in a second.
Which is literally like directly across from the entrance plaza, right?
It's directly across from It's a Small World.
Okay.
And you can looking from our balcony straight at Space Mountain, but you need to walk sort of a block and a half down to the main plaza. It's not far.
Gotcha. Okay. I was lucky enough to get a travel agent discount at the Disneyland Hotel.
Nice.
Which, with, you know, a travel agent discount made it similar in price to staying at the Fairfield or one of the, you know, more decent offsite hotels. So I'm like, well, it probably was still a little more. But after doing a little research and I could have stayed at Paradise. I could have stayed at any one. Paradise Pier was actually the cheapest of the three.
There are three Disneyland hotels. You should probably mention that.
Yeah. So there's Paradise Pier would be it's probably nicer than a value. But it's the lowest of the three, excuse me. And then
it's the furthest away from the main gate too.
And then there's the Disneyland Hotel and then the Grand California,
which is a DVC property. And I've stayed there with points. It's beautiful.
And so I could tell you for the Saturday through Wednesday, I'm there. The going from Paradise Pier to Disneyland Hotel was about $300 more. And going from Disneyland Hotel to Grand Californian was about $300 more than that.
I get it. So I've only stayed there on points.
Not a ton of more money. And I did some research. I looked at all three. I was almost drawn to Grand Californian. But with being our first time in the history and everything that I've seen, and I watched a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff like that, and just the history in the Disneyland Hotel.
It's amazing.
Being the original, and it's got the most little things, the little magical things. It's the most Disney of the three.
Absolutely does. And I think one of the behind the attractions when they talk about the monorails, there's a big thing about the Disneyland Hotel. And you're absolutely right. I've stayed at the Disneyland Hotel. It's absolutely wonderful. And you know, when you think about it, and we mentioned before I stayed at the Fairfield, there's a ton of good neighbor hotels right across the street, literally. This one, as I mentioned, happened to be with the Panera in the parking lot. So my kids love that every morning on the app getting breakfast as we walk past. But the one thing that you'll find first about Disneyland, and we've talked about it on the show, it has the curse of size and the blessing of size, if that makes sense. Meaning it's small, so there's not a lot of room, but it's cool because you can walk everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm staying in a Fairfield Inn by Marriott, and I can walk to Disneyland, to Disney's California Adventure, and Downtown Disney. You will walk through Downtown Disney to get to the main gate from the Disneyland Hotel.
So you were probably closer staying in the Fairfield.
Well, I'm going to say
Paradise Pier is.
Maybe, but here's the difference. The side where I am is where all of the buses park. And when I say buses, it's not Disney buses, although there's one that goes to the Toy Story parking lot, which is off-site. Okay. It's buses like the Anaheim Rapid Transit or the ART buses. It's buses for other nearby attractions. So there's a bus terminal that I got to walk through that puts it maybe a little further away. It's not right there. But another cool part here, Jimmy, it's going to be a blast from the past when you go through security, because it's not the new stuff that we're used to in Walt Disney World. It's the good old unzip all your bags, let them look through it. But once you pass through security, you're into Disneyland. You can park hop without going through security, and you can go to Disney Springs or Downtown Disney. I keep calling it Springs. It's not. It's still Downtown Disney without going through security again, which is awesome. Once you're in, you're in.
So there's one check, and then once you're on, basically on park property, you're on park property.
There is two checks, a big one on either side. So big one over by the bus garages that I was talking about, and another big one over on your side coming into Downtown Disney.
And that is one of the other advantages of the Grand Californian, that it actually has its own entrance.
Only into California.
California Adventure. Yeah.
And there is security to go into California Adventure or into Downtown Disney. So from there, you can go those two places. But Downtown's cool. It's familiar, but yet it's not, right? There's and it's interesting when I see it, because they closed the ESPN Club and they closed the Rainforest Cafe for a new hotel that never got bought. So now it's a Star Wars store, and it's a character store in the void type of a thing. But you're going to see they have a Splitsville there. One of the cool things there is called Salt and Straw, which is an ice cream shop that's coming to Disney Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out before Disney Springs. That's going where the Amp Hill was supposed to be in Florida.
Because they were building it and they went out of business. Like the company went
Ample
bankrupt.
Hill went Ample bankrupt. Hill, yeah. Yeah. We're talking in Disney Springs right next to the M&M store, sort of down on the west side. But Salt and Straw is coming this summer. So that's cool.
You can get to it first. It's right by Splitsville, right by the AMC Theater, right?
Yeah, sort of between Splitsville and the M&M store right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, right wherever. Yeah. So but going through Disney Springs, cool. And then there's the big World of Disney store, which you would expect, right? With the new mobile app for purchasing things, which I would highly recommend. You go into Disneyland apps. So you're going to need the Disneyland app. It's not the Disney World app. Yep, and in there, just like you would, you hit plus and purchase stuff, and you're able to scan the codes and buy your things and mobile ordering. And it's going to be awesome. Now, here's my question for you. You're going to come down an elevator. You're going to look at the Disneyland Hotel. It's phenomenal. Then you're going to go through security. You're going to walk the length of Downtown Disney, which isn't all that long, to be honest. And then you're going to look to your right, and you're going to see what looks like Hollywood Studios, but it says California Adventure above it. And you're going to look to your left, and you're going to see the happiest place on Earth versus the most magical place on Earth.
Hmm.
Where are you going?
The first day I'm going to go, I mean, I thought I'd be, you know, I thought it would only be right, you know, that when we get there, you know, we land at before 10 o'clock. I figure it's going to take probably an hour from the time we land. I figure we'll be at the hotel around 11. Yeah. So in the parks, you know, around midday.
Have a park pass, right?
I have park passes. Got cool. Tickets in my park reservations.
Nice. And you can hop at 1 o'clock.
I got a park hopper ticket, so...
cool. You can hop at 1.
I thought there's no way. I mean, my first time there, that the only correct way to do it would be to walk into Disneyland first.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the turnstiles, there's some different things there. They're going to take your picture when you walk through, and then you're going to wonder why they don't do that at Disney World, but a whole other story. The train station's amazing. You'll immediately notice things are a lot different, because there's, depending on the time of day you get there, there's a queue for people to get their photo pass photographer to take their picture in front of the Mickey floral. It's not just a free-for-all like you see at Walt Disney World. It's sort of interesting.
Okay.
Then around the train station, or just looking at the train station, Jimmy, here's what hit me the first time I'm at Disneyland. You're looking at the train station, and number one, we haven't heard the train whistles in Disney World in a long time because of
very long time. Yep.
You hear that bell ringing, and that train comes around the corner, and you look at that train, and you can just see Walt holding that old Mickey Mouse plush in 1955 for that opening day coming around the corner. And then when that train, one of the many trains, pulls by, the Lily car is on the back of it, which is the private car that Walt and Lillian used to ride around in. It's completely furnished. It looks awesome. And just your mind's blown by that.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a lot of things going on through my head.
Yeah.
But I very well may, like, not make it past the train and have to just go on it and do the loop. And just do the loop, come all the way back around, and then walk down Main Street.
The voices, you're going to hear the all aboard, which for Disneyland, that's the original voice of Disneyland, Jack Wagner. They still play him for that all aboard. It's a little different because when you sit on a train, you're going to face inside because it's kind of like the train at Animal Kingdom where you're facing one direction.
Oh,
because they don't want you looking at the Fairfield Marriott sign that's there. They want you looking in, which is cool. Right. It's a Grand Circle tour. And dude, the first stop is New Orleans Square. Come on.
I think I would also be remiss if I didn't go get an order of beignets.
They're Mickey Mouse shaped, and I would love to hear from you what you think.
I've actually heard that they are much closer to what I would expect being from New Orleans than the ones at Port Orleans French Quarter.
Got it.
I've heard the ones in Disneyland are much
I've
closer.
Had them. They're good. I can't compare it to anything. Do you know what I mean? So to me, they're good. I'd love to hear your comparison. Well, by the way, mobile ordering is your friend.
And I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, I'm going a little bit off course here, but
okay.
I think if I went to Port Orleans French Quarter and tried the beignets, I think they would be good. I just don't think they would be beignets. You know what I mean?
Got it. I understand.
Like I think it's a powdered donut. It's still going to be delicious, but it's just I'm just worried that it's not going to be a proper representation of what a beignet is.
I completely understand.
And
I can't wait to hear what you think.
There was a show, and I'm trying to remember what it was, that was on. This is going to drive me nuts. It was a documentary that was on Disney Plus with who's the Imagineer who did Waking Sleeping Beauty.
There were a couple on
Waking Sleeping Beauty. Who's the narrator? Who's the one that?
I do not recall, but Waking Sleeping Beauty is an awesome special. If you haven't watched it, you need to look it up and watch that.
So this is the same guy.
Is it on Disney Plus, Waking Sleeping Beauty? It's got to be. It used to be on Netflix.
It is, and this guy did Howard, too. He's the narrator for Howard, too. What is his name? It's going to drive me crazy. Hold on one second. It's going to tell me. I'm clicking on it. It's going to drive me crazy. Anyway, they just did another documentary where he goes to the archives and all that. And he meets one of the archivists, and she had that Mickey.
Great. Yes. That Mickey, I saw that Mickey on display
at Cartier Circle?
No, at the D23 Expo.
Oh, okay.
It was part of the 60th anniversary archives exhibit. They had that Mickey, and they had ticket number one to Disneyland.
Don Hahn.
There you go. Yeah.
He's the one who narrates Waking Sleeping Beauty. He narrates Howard, and he is the one in this documentary.
It's amazing. Go ahead.
When you talked about the Mickey, that's what made me think of it. I'm like, oh, we just saw that
absolutely.
Mickey. Because
that's it. And then you watch the special and you see him waving it, right? Whilst you can see him using his hand to make Mickey wave, which is the coolest part of the whole thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, back to that, because when you're going to walk into Main Street, there are two things that I want you to think about, right? Number one, this is it. This is the 1955 Main Street. This footprint is what was there in 1955, which is amazing to think about that. And even in the Fantasyland, which we'll get to in a second. On the left-hand side, when you walk in, Town Square, as you would expect, and the Disneyland fire station. You know darn well that above that fire station is Walt's apartment.
Sure.
Okay. Two things. There's a light in the window that's always turned on. That's the light that guests and cast members, back when Walt was still alive, would turn it on so they knew Walt was in the park. And they'd turn it off when Walt wasn't in the park. That was kind of their signal when they came in. They knew if Walt was there or not. It's always on now, which is amazing. Now, when I was there, it was a Christmas tree instead of a light, but that's okay. It's fine. It was still on.
Yeah.
But if you walk into the fire station, in the back corner, there's a sliding pole that comes down to the fire station, right? You know, the firemen are upstairs and they slide down to get And there's a piece of cardboard. There's not cardboard. There's a piece of wood and it's painted black and you can't see up there. But that's the thing that, you know, Ward Kimball and all those original Imagineers were sliding down to jump on the fire truck for the Firehouse 5+7. His apartment's right there. You're right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It blows my mind. That's one. And then the other side of Main Street, when you walk in, you look on the right, it's Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, which in reality is really sort of the Gettysburg Address speech that we watch in American Adventure. So you've seen sort of the show.
Yeah.
But inside there right now is Haunted Mansion's 60th anniversary stuff. Or wow. 50th anniversary, I'm sorry. There's a whole 50th. Bunch of Imagineer stuff inside of the Haunted Mansion that are things that you're going to spend an hour in there just looking at this concept art from Mark Davis and concept art from Raleigh Crump and Ex Atencio and all of these people that worked on that thing and go, holy cow, this is awesome. So you got to do those two things. Crazy.
All right. Side note, what I was talking about earlier with Don Hahn is called Adventure Through the Walt Disney Archives on Disney.
On Plus. Disney Plus? On YouTube. On Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus. Adventure Through Walt Disney Archives. It is truly, truly amazing.
And you're not far from the archives when you're at Disneyland, dude. They're in Burbank, right down the street.
I know. I want to go. I want to go see Walt's office.
I want to go someday, too. That's for certain. So that's awesome. Main Street, USA. You get to the end. Right-hand side. Red cart. The corn dogs. You can mobile order them. Corn dogs are phenomenal.
You talked about the Haunted Mansion 50th.
Yes.
And it's my favorite attraction in Walt Disney World. Unfortunately, it's going to be closed.
Yeah, they're undoing the holiday overlay.
I know.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not too terribly upset. It's
something you got to get back for.
Yeah, and it is kind of, it's not like Pirates where it's different than the one. And I know it is a little bit different than the one in Walt Disney World, but I mean, we know that when they were, that's why it was 50 years old, right? Because they were building it at the same time. They were duplicating the whole thing.
That's exactly right.
Basically for the one in Walt Disney World. So they made two of everything. Yeah. And I know part of it in the beginning is a little bit different because from my understanding that the very beginning in Walt Disney World, you're in the dune buggy riding down the hall with the portraits. And it's my understanding that in Disneyland, that's more of a walking part. You're not on
You walk through it. Well, and the other big difference is in Disneyland, it's an elevator.
Yeah, it's an actual
stretching room. It's an actual elevator. You can feel yourself going down. So that's the biggest difference. But the outside is probably what's the biggest difference, right? It's in New Orleans Square, right? And the story behind that is it was built in New Orleans Square. That's where it fits. It's the old Haunted Mansion in New Orleans, and it looks great. And when they transferred it to Disney World, they thought Disney World was too close to New Orleans and people wouldn't care. It's also why Walt Disney World didn't get it Pirates because it was too close to the Caribbean. Just interesting history.
Yeah. And that's also a story break in the one in Walt Disney World.
Yep.
Is that when you're in the dune buggy and you're falling from the attic.
Yep.
You can see the outside, which supposedly the outside of the building, but it looks like the one in Disneyland. It doesn't look like there's no brick. It's all wood like framing like the one in Disneyland.
It is. It looks like the New Orleans Mansion. But it's kind of cool to see that, and that's why your Haunted Mansion in Disney World is in Liberty Square and not in New Orleans Square. It's cool history to watch.
It's all
documented in the Haunted Mansion behind the attraction, which is cool.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it. The other thing that upsets me just a little is, you know, over the years, I'll give Lisa some kudos to this because he took me to my first Keys to the Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
But since then, I've done a bunch of tour, you know, behind the scenes. I've done the Marceline Magic Kingdom a few times. We did the World Show. Right. So I've heard great things about the Walk in Walt's Footsteps tour
in Disneyland,
and they're not doing it. They're currently not doing it.
Yeah, that's the one that takes you into the apartment, dude.
Oh, see, I would lose. I mean, I would probably.
Yeah, you don't get to go into it, but you get to look into it. If you know what I mean.
I would probably cry.
I might do the same. That is darn good. That's... Now, the other interesting thing you'll find in Disneyland once you get down Main Street, well, the first thing you're going to say is, where's the castle? I can't see it.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
That's the first thing you're going to say or think anyway. But then as you get down that way and go through the castle in the Fantasyland, it's small. It's cramped. The queues are all outside, which, by the way, it rained 2 days I was in Disneyland. It's not supposed to rain when you're in Disneyland. But anyway,
oh, no.
it happens those 2 days during Christmas break 2020. 2021. Jeez, got my years mixed up. The thing is, it is what Walt built. The queues are small. They're tiny. There's still turnstiles in there that you got to walk through. It's the whole essence of this is what Walt walked through. The queue for Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. The queue for Sleeping Beauty's Enchanted Wish, which, by the way, that was recently updated. Those dark rides are phenomenal. The lighting is crystal clear. They have LED projectors that look amazing. It looks like the stuff was painted last night. Just the dark rides, Alice in Wonderland, phenomenal. Peter Pan, all of them, Pinocchio, they're so good. So good. You got to ride those. I know you won't have kids with you, but you have to.
Oh, I'm going to do every one of them.
Yeah, they're worth it.
And
as a Disney park guest, stay and get those resorts. You get that half an hour in the morning. If you make it for that half an hour, did you ride them all in that half an hour? All of them.
I mean, I think the plan is, like, I told you, but, we get there on Saturday. Well, Sunday morning, we have, like, a 7:30 breakfast reservation at Goofy's Kitchen.
Yeah, which is like Chef Mickey's. Yep.
And so it's a buffet. It's probably probably not going to take us very long to eat. We're not going to spend a ton of time there because we're going to get to the parks, you know?
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Disneyland Hotel, the dining options are... the Tangaroa Terrace Tropical Bar and Grill.
That's next to Trader Sam's, man.
Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar.
Which is smaller. It's tiny. You know that. You know that from Florida, but yeah.
Yeah. The Coffee House and Goofy's Kitchen. And you were asking me about the steakhouse.
They closed Steakhouse 55, and I don't know what it turned into.
Apparently nothing. Or nothing yet, anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe they're converting it to something, but
yeah, it's
not. Nothing else is on the list here on the official site.
Yeah. Not sure what happened there. Now, the other thing I know coming out of the Disneyland Hotel, and I don't know if it's running. You mentioned it might not be the monorail. There's a monorail stop near the Disneyland Hotel.
I think that it's going to be closed, but...
And I'm going to tell you, I don't want you to ride it the first day. I want you to walk through downtown Disney, make a left and go into the main gate. Because the monorail, when it was created, is an attraction at Disneyland.
Yeah, it's not really a mode of transportation.
It's not. Well, it can be, but when you get on it at the Disneyland Hotel, it drops you off in the middle of Tomorrowland, right next to the Autotopia.
So you miss
Main Street. But your second or third time in, that might be what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because the way that monorail was designed, you would get it at Tomorrowland, ride it to the stop by the hotel, then ride it back. And treat it like an attraction, which, by the way, that thing loops and spins and goes all over the place in Tomorrowland. You don't even know how the train gets you back to the thing. But I also look at that platform for the monorail and go, oh, yeah, this is where Richard Nixon got on the monorail and the Secret Service didn't. And they lost the president of the United States for the Walt kidnapped the president. What a story. Crazy.
Yeah, that's something.
Pirates is awesome. I will give you the one thing I was slightly disappointed in, and this might be interesting coming from me, is Galaxy's Edge. Because it's the exact same. There's nothing in it that says Disneyland.
Like it's identical.
It's the same. It's slightly different. Like when you walk through, you go like, oh, wait a minute. And in Florida, the X-Wing's on the right-hand side, and here it's on the left-hand side. So, but it's the same stuff, but the ride's exactly the same. The Falcon's exactly the same. It's a duplicate. So, I would love to have been able to purchase something that said Galaxy's Edge Disneyland, right? But it doesn't exist. It's the same merchandise that you get in Florida. So, yeah.
So, the monorail will be closed on February 14th.
Darn it.
The day. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
February 14th.
Yeah, no, it'll
You're
be
good then.
I'm good.
All right, so don't ride it the first day. Ride it after that.
Yeah, okay. Haunted Mansion will be closed. Splash Mountain will be closed.
Interesting.
Both of those close on January 10th.
And Splash could be. I did ride Splash when we were there. My son wanted to. And you're going to now get into the good old comparison of things. And I will challenge you, and Lisa and I have had this conversation on the podcast before. Try to find an attraction that's better at Walt Disney World than Disneyland. Like, I can't think of one. I can't think of one, but I'm going to let you come up with it. You ride Space Mountain, and you're going to be like, this is awesome. You're going to ride Small World, be like, this is great.
I'm going to say Epcot.
Well, that's Disney California Adventure. Right. That's DCA, dude. Right? So DCA, remember when DCA started, right across the street. So let's talk about that park for a second. That was Westcott when it was originally proposed. And it turned into Disney's California Adventure. And it has, when I was there, it was the Festival of the Holidays. Booths just like Epcot all around with different types of holiday things. That's where you're going to find Soarin'. You're going to find Adventures Academy. You're going to find Cars Land. It's amazing the stuff that you're going to walk into.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. One thing that I'm probably going to kind of freak out a little bit over that you probably enjoyed, but not the same way I will, is the Avengers Campus.
Yeah, it was cool. Spider-Man was cool, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Kim was looking at some of that on the website. She goes, golly, yeah. Jimmy, you're going to lose your mind. And
yeah, there's some cool stuff there.
Thing. So
there's some really cool stuff. They were even doing the shows. So the Avengers were up on the building there, and they were, you know, fighting each other, and it was cool.
What about
and Mission Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, dude? Holy cow!
Yeah, I'm very excited.
You're gonna be that. Like this, okay? Because I was worried about it. I was like, man, I can't believe they got rid of the Tower of Terror. What are they doing here? And then I wrote it, and I loved it, and I loved it again when I wrote it this time, and I really liked that attraction. And back to behind the attractions, they talked about throwing you up and taking the baby and throwing them up in the air and catching them and the smile on their face. That's what it does to me. It throws you up and you come down, and it's fun. It's not like, oh my god, I'm scared to death.
What about
Rocket? Don't push that button. He pushes the button and boom.
What about food?
Food order, absolutely positively mobile order everywhere. I don't know if you got any reservations.
The only reservation I have is the Goofy's Kitchen.
Okay. I screwed up and didn't have some reservations, but there is enough. And by the way, before we went out, I went into the app and pretended like I was mobile ordering just to see what there was. But there is plenty, dude. You're going to be all over the Pym Kitchen, and that chicken sandwich that's the really big one with the little bun is awesome. The huge pretzel there is good. At Disneyland, dude, the food's good. So Flo's V8 Cafe is a must for us at DCA.
Okay.
It's great. Flo's V8 Cafe is awesome. The Pym Kitchen was good. The Plaza Inn, which is sort of located the same spot as Disneyland, but they have a great salad and some things in there that you can mobile order.
Is it a similar menu to the Plaza Inn?
No, not really. It's more of a, it's almost like a food court per se. So you walk in and there's different stations and you grab what you want and you pay for it on the way out. But there's a great chicken salad there. There's some good burgers. The Galactic Cafe, which is in Tomorrowland, is really good. It's burgers and those types of things, but they also have, I got a Kylo Ren sipper cup and the Kylo Ren space shuttle, so it's Star Wars stuff over there.
Nice.
There is, where else did we eat?
What about
Alien Pizza Planet is also in Tomorrowland.
The Bengal Barbecue looks interesting.
That is in Adventureland, very good. Now, the one that we go to all the time, which they changed the menu slightly, the Hungry Bear.
Okay.
The Hungry Bear is in Critter Country, which is between Splash Mountain and Winnie the Pooh. And by the way, Winnie the Pooh, you're going to go, oh my God, Winnie the Pooh is a 5-minute wait. You're going to walk right onto Winnie the Pooh. And it's different and it's awesome. And Winnie the Pooh is located in the building that used to be the Country Bear Jamboree at Disneyland. So inside of Winnie the Pooh, there are the Max and Melvin and the figures that are on the side of the wall in Country Bear or inside Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, no kidding.
I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, they're in there. Because that was their building.
That's cool.
That was their building. The Hungry Bear's cool, and then the Hungry Bear's kind of way, way back to Galaxy's Edge. The other thing that's kind of cool, too, is just the riverboats. Because they have the Mark Twain, but they also have the Columbian sailing ship. So that's the pirate-looking ship that goes around. So there's two that go around the rivers of America. Yep. And they got the canoe boats. You can go out and paddle a canoe if you want, dude.
I don't know about all that, but I'll probably... I'll probably ride both of the bigger boats. I would love to.
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah. And they've done a phenomenal job of the scenery around there. When you ride the train, you'll see it. The train's going to take you through. Dude, you're gonna see building where Carousel of Progress used to be. You're going to see Abe Lincoln. You're going to see It's a Small World that was relocated from New York City. That's from the World's Fair. That's the one. That's the one when you get off, you say, thanks, Bob. That's the one that was in New York. Crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You're also going to see the animatronics that were part of Ford's Magic Skyway at the World's Fair. So the dinosaurs and thing, they're on the train. And it's like, damn, that stuff was built in 1964. Looks damn good.
That's crazy. I'm very excited. And it's getting closer and
It's getting closer.
I'm getting more, you know, I'm a week away tomorrow, so.
Yeah. There's also little cute things that are there that aren't in Disneyland, like Monsters Incorporated, Mike and Sully to the Rescue is a dark ride, which is, it's cute, especially with the resurgence of Monsters in the Disney Plus series. That's a great one to ride. There's some little things like that. Pixar Pier, amazing. California Screaming, oh my God. I'm sorry. It's the Incredicoaster.
Yeah,
Incredicoaster. The storyline for the Incredicoaster. It's the best, and that's where you get to get the Jack-Jack cookie. When you get to the final hill, they're pumping all the smoke, smell in there, and you get off the ride, and boom, there's the Jack-Jack cookie num-nums, which, unlike Disney World, they put them on an oven. It looks like a pizza oven when it goes through. So when it comes out, it is piping hot when they give that thing to you. So good.
Oh, man.
Oh, Angry Dog. That's what I want you to have, an Angry Dog.
What is that?
So an Angry Dog is on Pixar Pier. There is, it's near the, there are two little food booths, but an Angry Dog is basically angry. The fire guy, it's a spicy hot dog that also comes with sriracha ketchup and flaming Cheetos. I skip the flaming Cheetos myself because I'm a wimp, but man, is it good. The Angry Dog with the sriracha ketchup.
I'm going to have to give that a shot.
Wake up in the morning. You got to get that one. That's good stuff. Yeah, there's also the Poultry Palace is next to it, which looks like a Happy Meal box. And one of the best jokes there that my son laughs at every time is it includes an apple in the Happy Meal. And on the side of it says, now made with real apples. It's positioned so you can take your picture in front of it. But now with real apples. Well, what the hell was it?
What are the must-dos in Downtown Disney? Obviously, I've got to go get a beer. And, I mean, for anybody that knows me knows, like, one of my favorite places to just hang out and watch a ball game is Splitsville and yep. Disney Springs. So, obviously, I'm going to have to at least go get a beer at Splitsville.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. We had five park days, and I didn't spend much time in downtown. We went to World of Disney. We walked around. Went to the Star Wars store. There's a Lego store. There's some other interesting things. There's a Disney home store. But I didn't spend a lot of time there because I was in the parks. I mean, if you're and here's the thing, right? If you're at Magic Kingdom and you want a beer, you're kind of stuck. You got to jump on a monorail, right? The Walt Disney World. No, just walk across to DCA and right inside the door, there's a brewery. I mean,
right. Yeah.
And there's good stuff over there. The Pacific Wharf is good. There's a Ghirardelli's inside DCA. Cars Land.
I don't think I'll spend we probably won't spend a lot of time in Downtown Disney. If anything.
Well, you're going to have to walk through it. You're going to hit it on the way back. You're going to have to walk through
it. Yeah, and that's what I was thinking also, you know, in the evening.
Yeah, in the evening. You're going to hit it on the way back. How convenient is that? I mean, yeah. That's the whole, the blessing of size, right? Because it's small, unlike Disney World, which is so spread out. You can't do that at Disney World. You can't leave a park, grab a drink or two at two different places in downtown, and then hit your hit the room. That's right. What you're going to be able to do. Walk out, grab a drink here. Maybe you go to Splitsville, you grab a drink, you watch the game, whatever's on. But remember, it's a three-hour time change. So that screws things up. Or 2 hours for you.
Yeah.
So the games are start at 4 o'clock, not seven.
Yeah.
Which makes it interesting. But yeah, you can't do that at Disney World. It's like being able to go to Magic Kingdom, ride some rides in the Magic Kingdom, and have a breakfast on Main Street, then jump over to Epcot for lunch, or even Disney Springs for lunch, and then Epcot to finish. You could do that. It's so cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. So
the history is awesome. And by the way, you're going to discover so many things. So I'm not telling you, hey, go do X, Y, and Z, because I want you to figure it out, because you're going to come back and say, oh my God, I was lost.
Yeah.
I tried lost. To get from Haunted Mansion to Big Thunder. We know exactly how to do that, right? Haunted Mansion to Big Thunder. Yeah, go this way. Wait a minute. It doesn't work that way here.
Yeah.
It's different.
Completely different.
How do I get from Soarin' to the Incredicoaster? Wait a minute. What is this? How's this work?
I'm going to have to get a map.
You might need a map.
Which I don't ever, you know, when we go to Walt Disney World, I never.
I'll tell you exactly when I needed a map and where I got used to the Disneyland Hotel or the Disneyland app was finding a restroom.
That's a good point.
I was lost. I was lost. I'm like, all right, the kids need a restroom. Where are we going to go? And I'm like, I have no idea where the closest restroom is. Open up that app, hit the pinpoint, hit restroom. Like, oh, there's one right around here.
That's awesome. That's good advice.
That was my biggest issue, because we take it for granted. You walk around Epcot, you know where every restroom is.
Well, that's it. Even Magic Kingdom. I mean, like, I don't know that I know where everyone is, but I know where most of them are. You know
where the ones are you need, and you're going to be in a spot that looks familiar to you, looking for a restroom and going, wait a minute, I didn't know it was down there.
Yeah, it's not where it's supposed to be.
Right, so when you walk down Main Street, they still have the little side. At Disney World, on the right-hand side, they have the little side alley. At Disneyland, they still have them both. And on the left-hand side is where one of the restrooms are. And you're like, oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Huh, that's cool.
You're also going to notice the good old people from Tomorrowland walking through Adventureland to leave or vice versa. Yeah. You see that and you're like, oh, now I get why the utilidors are.
Yeah, that's why he built the utilidors.
It's exactly right. Because you see that stuff and you see, a cast member walking out through the front entrance to get to their car or whatever. You're like, oh, okay.
Very exciting.
So web slingers, you got to do. So let's say, have you used Disney Plus in Walt Disney World yet? Not Disney Plus, Genie Plus.
The Genie Plus? No, I have not.
So they made a change. In my previous trips to Disneyland, they had something called Max Pass.
Right.
Which was maximum fast passes. For $15 a person, you could get as many fast passes as you could. So you use one and you get another one. You use one and you get another one. It's the way it worked. And at the end of the day, which, by the way, when we were there, dude, Disneyland Park was open till midnight.
Oh, wow.
And DCA was open till 10 p.m. So these were late nights, especially with the time change.
Yeah.
And at the end of that day, around 9:30, 10 o'clock, because fireworks were at 9. They were Christmas fireworks. I expect you'll have something else. It got empty. And previously, you'd get a fast pass for Haunted Mansion, ride that. As soon as you tapped in, you'd get Big Thunder. You ride Haunted Mansion, you go over to Big Thunder. Big Thunder, you do that, you run over to Buzz, which, by the way, Buzz is completely different, and it's awesome. It's way better than Disneyland, because you can take the gun out of the holster, which is cool. Back and forth. So we'd do a loop, right? It was Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder, the lift hill at the end. Oh, my God, will blow your mind. You'll be like, why haven't they done this at Disney World? Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder. Buzz Lightyear, then maybe a Small World or something like that. But the second tier attractions, not Space Mountain and things like that.
Right.
So we get there this year and we use Genie Plus. Okay. I expect the same thing to happen. Genie Plus, you go to get that Big Thunder for the second time and it tells you, oh, sorry, you already got your Lightning Lane for that attraction. You've used your only one that you can. I'm going, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, because it limits you to one per day.
You can only do one per attraction per day.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know going in, But it changed my thinking, Jimmy, because if you're going to pay the $20 a person, you get it for both Disneyland and California Adventure.
Mm.
So I could have instead gone, okay, I'm going to do a Lightning Lane for Soarin' and then Big Thunder. Yeah, it's a little bit more of a walk, but you could do it. But it changed my way of thinking about this, and I wasn't real happy that I couldn't do that at the end of the day. But that said, the lines were only 20 minutes, so no big deal.
I'm hoping for, you know, fairly short lines.
I think you should. Well, it was busy when I was there. It was the week. It was Christmas week, and it was busy. I mean, it was busy. You could tell.
So the night we get there, the day we get there, park Disneyland's open till 11.
Okay, that's still good. 11's awesome.
California Adventure's open till 9. Then that.
Do
Sunday,
they have any fireworks when you're there?
I don't know what this tells me.
They had Christmas fireworks. I'm just curious because after those fireworks, the place emptied out.
Now, on the Monday and Tuesday that we're there, both parks close at like 8 o'clock.
Okay. So then they expect it to be a lot less crowded. That's what that's telling me, which is
good. And even Downtown Disney closes at 9, which is early. Cause it's
Over the weekend, it closes
like midnight.
That's the stores, though. You're going to find bars and things that are open later. That's like at Disney Springs. You know, Splitsville is serving drinks till 1 in the morning, but the stores all closed at 10.
Yeah.
So you're still going to have that ability. So I would say that's the stores that are going to close up.
Okay.
Which is cool. I can't wait to talk to you when you're back. Take lots of pictures so we can go through and look at them and see what you did. Because there's a lot of other things that are... It's the original, dude. It is. Every Walt Disney World fan needs to get to Disneyland at some point just to experience what Walt built and to think back to 1955 and look at Main Street USA. I mean, the Penny Arcade's still there, dude. The theater is still there where you can walk in and see all the Mickey Mouse cartoons. I mean, the original stuff. And even in Fantasyland, you go there and you're like, wow, this is really cool. And by the way, dude, you're going to walk around the corner and go, holy cow, that's Matterhorn Mountain. This is cool.
That is going to be cool. Yeah. definitely have to do that one for sure.
Yeah, Matterhorn is great. It's an original, and you go through there. And by the way, it's another one of the examples where you go, those animatronics are really cool. You could tell that Burbank's here because they're doing, the Imagineers are doing their little pluses on things here. Like I mentioned, the dark rides. You're going to be like, wow, that was really cool. Or Big Thunder. The last lift deal was like, what happened there? Let's ride it again.
And what were the wait times for like Big Thunder when you were there?
So it depended on the time of day, right? At the end of the day, it was probably 25 minutes, but that got to 45 or 50 minutes standby line.
Still not out the box.
It's not horrible. But of course, then every time you went into the Disneyland app, it would say, hey, you should buy Lightning Lane.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing I was disappointed in the first day, we're trained at Walt Disney World. You wake up, it's 6:55 in the morning, you're in your app and you're swiping down to refresh it so you can get that 7 a.m. boarding pass, boarding group, whether it's for Remy, which by the way, they just got rid of the boarding groups for Remy,
they're doing another standby,
or Rise of Resistance. So at Disneyland, there are two attractions with boarding groups. It's Rise of Resistance and it's Spider-Man Web Slinger.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two with boarding groups. Woke up at 6:55, ready to get my boarding group, and the boarding group never opened. Never opened. And then you read the text, and it said, we might open boarding groups. They never opened. And the only way that you could ride Web Slinger or Rise of Resistance without waiting in the line that was probably 110 minutes at its shortest was to pay the $18 for individual Lightning Lane.
I mean, I hate to do that, but I mean,
I hate to do it, but you got the same context I do. Yeah, in Disneyland with my family of four, I don't want to wait 110 minutes. I paid the $72 to get us in the individual Lightning Lane, and we did it once. Okay, we did it. And you know what? There was 110 minutes that I didn't have to stand there waiting in line.
It's true.
And I'm thinking, man, I'm going right into what they're all about and what they're trying to do now. It's all about individual Lightning Lanes. damn.
Well, and I don't have the, you know, the, you've got five of you.
Well, there were four of us in this trip.
Four of us. Yeah. Okay. But still.
So $72, $18
per person. For us, it's me and Kim.
You know, yeah, so you do it.
It's half as much, you know.
So you here's the thing, though. Dude, I'm waiting in line for that lightning lane, and I'm thinking to myself, every one of these people paid $18.
Oh, it's yeah.
Everyone. Talk about monetizing it. They're, yeah. It's not going back from there. Which, by the way, one of the things I'll tell you, how do you have your ticket right now? Did you print a ticket, or is it?
I bought it online, and it's linked in my...
All right, it's already linked.
Yeah.
Got it. I bought mine online and printed it so that we could give the kids something for Christmas, right? Back to what I did with this.
Oh,
but
yeah.
As soon as we got there, the first thing we did is linked it to our tickets. And I had each of them install the app on their phones and link their ticket to their phone. Because when you're going in, you just bring up the app and boom, they scan it. And you're good to go. So the first time they take your picture the first time. They're going to say, okay, let me take your picture.
Where I don't even know where you get the ticket on the app.
It is in the app. There is, and here I'm going to do something that I shouldn't do online, but open Disneyland. I did that a lot. I'm talking to my phone. I did that a lot, and open Disneyland comes up, and I got the snowflakes going down, and it pulls me in. If you go to the left-hand side, to the on the very bottom, there's a hamburger menu. You click that hamburger menu, you get tip board, My Genie, tickets and passes. Tickets and passes is where the ticket shows up.
Okay.
That's where it is in the app.
Oh, and there's my little barcode. Okay.
Yep. And you, if your barcode's already there, you're set. That's all you're going to do. You're going to show it to them. You're going to scan them. The first time they scan it, they're going to ask to take your picture. They take your picture. And then every other day after that, they scan it and they look at your picture on the thing. And you, it's quick as can be. Boom, boom, boom.
And what about, so if my park passes are linked already, all they're going to do is scan my ticket and it's going to recognize.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had no problems with that at all. Okay. And we you know, you can park hop at 1 p.m. We weren't park hop until 6 p.m., so there was no problem with that either.
Yeah.
Let's order some food right now. I'm going to go order food. Oh, I will tell you this. The arrival windows, even as I look at them now, if you want to eat somewhere for lunch, order that earlier in the day. But this could also be because it was really busy when I was there. So, for example, it's 11:30 a.m. You're looking to order lunch, and you go in to order lunch, and there's no open pickup window until 3.
Oh, wow.
Right? So you couldn't pick your food up till 3, but it was 11:30. So we were ordering lunch at 10 o'clock. Say, okay, what do you guys want? Let's figure out where we're going to go. We go into the barbecue, Docking Bay 7. The Galactic Grill is awesome. The Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor is the ice cream parlor on Main Street, which is good. The Hungry Bear, Holly Jolly Bakery is awesome. Mary Poppins themed. There's stuff all over, and you'll see that when I'm in right now looking at it. The Cozy Cone Motel number 1, churros. Number 2 is ice cream cones. Number 3 is chili con queso cones. Number 4 is frozen cone coctions. You got that to look forward to, man.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
The Pym Tasting Lab. That is the drinks at Avengers Campus. If I look at the drinks, there is the Honey Fusion, the Experiment, the Honey Buzz, the Practical Fizz, the Bootleggers Brewery beers. There's a bunch of cool things in there. Pint-sized mini beer flight. There you go. The Glowing Pym Particle Capsule, Jimmy. The Glowing Pym Particle Disc. Oh, you're going to have a ball. There's also a gauntlet there at the Pym Kitchen. In fact, let me look at that real quick. There's a gauntlet that is like a souvenir cup thing. You got a huge pretzel there. Let me see if it's in the mobile app. I am looking at the mobile app right now. Oh, there's also the enlarged Pinko Dose soda can. You can get one of them. It's a huge soda can. That's in the movie somewhere, right?
I think so.
Looks like the gauntlet's gone. Sorry. Dude, I can't wait to hear how it goes for you.
I'm excited. I can't wait to... I guess we'll have to do a follow-up show.
We do. And by the way, I can remember, we did this... Dude, it's got to be 3 or 4 years ago. We started a Disneyland comparison back with Jen and some others way back when, where we talked about Fantasyland and Disney World versus Disneyland. And dude, when you get back, we could talk about Adventureland or Frontierland or any of them. And I know Ed would be up for that as well. So Ed, let's put that on the list.
Yep.
Thank you,
Sounds
Jimmy.
Sounds good. Thank you, man. Thanks for joining tonight. And
dude, it started with you want to record? What can we talk about? Oh, we'll be fine. And here we are 53 minutes later talking about Disneyland and how cool it is. And we didn't even talk about, think about, it's 2022, the year in review. How many things happened? It's the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, which is cool as can be.
I can't wait to get back there. I don't have any plans to go to Walt Disney World till November.
Oh, yeah. Something will come up.
Yeah. One of our friends, they just announced that they're bringing back some of the tours. One of them being Thieves of the Kingdom.
Nice.
And one of our friends has never been on any of the tours, so we're talking about maybe at some point going in for just like a little extended weekend and doing that while we're there.
Yeah, that's cool. There are some tours I'd really like to do. I hope the Segway tours are back. I don't think that Epcot one will ever come back, but
they still had the one over at
Wilderness Lodge with the Segways with the big knobby tires.
The off roads.
Yeah, I'd just like to try that out. It's like
I wouldn't mind
going
over there.
You're
gonna
hit a tree there. That's gonna hurt.
I wouldn't mind going over there and doing the horseback rides.
Yeah, those look good too. See, that's the thing with Disney World. There's so many things like that that you can do. That's why the land is a good thing. Yeah. Right. And back to my comment, what's the difference between Disneyland and Disney World? Well, Disneyland's the original. Everything's close together. You can walk to anything. You can do multiple parks in one day, but you can't do horseback riding or Segway tours or those kind of things. Whereas Disney World spread out, and you even find this in the hotels. The Disneyland Hotel is a skyscraper. It goes up and down. So do the other two versus getting to a Saratoga Springs or a Pop Century spread out.
Yeah.
You got to walk forever, right? I like the towers better, personally.
For sure. Well, there's something to be said about
there is
the peacefulness of being in one of those buildings away from everything.
The exclusivity. Like I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
The last time I was at Old Key West, I could walk out the little balcony door and I was on the golf course. So, there's something to be said about that, too. I get it. I see both sides of it. But you're right. There is something to be said about just hopping on an elevator. Having an elevator and going to the lobby and not having to take a bus.
Well, right,
to the
which is that's the Grandestino. That's the all the new stuff that they're building. It's, anyway.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
All good.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Jimmy. Sam, thank you, buddy.
Thank you guys for
Have
listening.
A good one. Have a good one and Quaharini.
Congaloosh.
Compulsory, mortals pay a token fee, rest in peace.